The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
Welcome to another episode of On the Road Edition, hosted by Stevie Kim. Each week, she travels to incredible wine destinations, interviewing some of the Italian wine scene's most interesting personalities, talking about wines, the foods, as well as the incredible travel destinations.
Okay, let's do this. Hey, buongiorno, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Ciao, Valeria Bianchin. You're trying to kill me today. Big shout out to my team, Valeria, Laika from Philippines, Giovanna, who's back to Ecuador, Gabriel's back stateside. Of course, our wine podcast moderators, Mark from England, Cynthia's still at the office, and Juliana from California. And all of those good people. Professor Scienza, he'll be joining us as well. This is the Italian Wine Podcast, Insta Live, Woman in Wine Series. Ciao, Lisa.
Ciao, Stevie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm going to just do a quick intro about what we're trying to do. What we've been doing the past few days is that we've asked, well, my team has gathered a list of 7 women producers from all over Italy who will be joining us on Insta Live. So it's very quick, immediate, and to talk not about surprise sparkling wines, but pasito wines, and perhaps do a quick recommendation for the perfect pairing for the Christmas dish. So Lisa, you are actually number 3 out of the 7 women we have invited. I hope it'll be about 10 to 15 minutes to give you a quick skinny idea for the holiday. So Lisa Anselmi, of course, is from the Anselmi Winery. Why don't you tell me, because I know I'm so embarrassed. I know you're very nearby, but yes, I've never been to your wineries. I mostly see your dad. So tell me a little bit about yourself and the winery.
Yes. So first of all, thank you so much to select also our Passito for this real nice interview. I'm Lisa Anselmi from Anselmi Winery, of course, and with my father and my brother, I'm owner of Anselmi Estate.
What are their names, your father and your brother?
Roberto is my father, okay, and Tommaso is my brother.
And are they both winemakers?
Both. My father follow the vineyards in particular, so the real the heart of the business, and mm-hmm, my brother follow all the production in the winery, the vinification, bottling, etc. I try to sell the wine all around the world.
Which is the most difficult part. Stevie, now, it's not to make the wine. Of course, you know, everyone makes fantastic wines, but the real difficulty, the real challenge is, of course, your job was to sell the wine.
Right? Sure, but I'm lucky because the wine made from my father and my brother is good.
So yeah, it's good. It's decent.
Interesting. The winery was founded by my grandfather in 1948 with a totally different view of the business. 15 million bottles, no vineyards, so just big negociant, domestic sale for 90%. And then around the beginning of 80 years, my father, when finished to study and decided to work in the family business, changed completely the philosophy and the focus of the estate Anselmi. From 8 years to today, there are a lot of change, evolution in viticulture system, in the new technique, in the cellar for vinification, looking for quality and the increase of quality, absolutely. Increase the value of the brand, the quality of the brand. We are very historic brand, but really very avant-garde in the philosophy.
Okay. So we don't have really time to talk about all the different wines, but
Of
can you give
course.
us an idea as to how many labels you produce and how many, like in terms of the volume of production, so we can kind of get the feel and look and feel of the
Oh,
size?
Stevie, is really easy because we have just five labels, three dry white wines, 80% of the production, as really small production of Cabernet Sauvignon, but is 1 hectare enough, no more. And of course, our Passito, that is our cherry on top, absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about your pasito. It's called San Vincenzo, is that correct?
No,
No,
the Passito is
I Capitelli.
I Capitelli,
Capitelli.
exactly.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about Capitelli.
So Capitelli is the current vintage is 2022, and for us is a very special vintage because it's the 40th anniversary of this wine. The first
40,
vintage
four
was
zero.
40. Yes. The
Okay,
first
40.
vintage was in 1982. So
Wow.
it's 40 different harvests and 40 different evolution of the wine. But as I told you, Capitelli is really our cherry on top because it's a small production, 30,000 bottles more or less. Total production for the winery is around 750,000. So Capitelli is really a small part of the production, but is also the wine that permit us to be present in important wine lists all around the world. Is wine that receive every year special awards from Gambero Rosso, from Bibenda. This year we are select also for from Wine Spectator for Opera Wine 2024. So it's probably in terms of quantity and in terms of profit is not absolutely we can survive also without
All
Capitelli,
right.
but really is the wine that give us very, very big value. The brand of Anselmi, all the people know the Passito Capitelli, and I think that in the top 10 in Italy, especially of Passito wine, Capitelli is always in the.
Are you enjoying this podcast? There is so much more high-quality wine content available from Mama Jumbo Shrimp. Check out our new wine study maps, our books on Italian wine, including Italian Wine Unplugged, The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, Sangiovese Lambrusco and Other Stories, and much, much more on our website, mamajumboshrimp.com. Now back to the show.
Capitelli 2022, for example, how many
Yes.
bottles do you produce?
23,000 bottles, more or less.
And you've been
Yes.
producing it for 40 years. Do you have like also the some bottles from the
Oh,
way
yes.
back?
We have a small stock in the cellar for all the wines, but in particular for Capitelli. I think that the first vintage that I have in the stock was 1982, without doubt.
And have you tasted the 82?
See.
And what
Sometimes
does it taste like?
some bottle are perfect, and is a big satisfaction, especially for my father. Of course, is 40 years, so depends that the cork, depends the condition of the wine. But really, if you are able to maintain in good temperature without light, if you check also the cork, then nothing wrong. The result can be very good. Capitelli was a wine that changed a lot during the year. At the beginning of the life, 8 years, 9 years was very, very Passito, very similar to south of Italy. In the last 15 years, we changed a little bit the style of the wine, and we try to have a wine a little bit lighter. So more acidity, more freshness, similar to North, so German wine or Sauternes, absolutely.
So Lisa, sorry for the interruption.
No, don't worry.
We didn't talk about the grapes because I believe it's a blend,
It's a
right?
blend. In the past was just the traditional grapes, so Garganega, that is the grape indigenous of our territory. But especially with vintage 2022, we decided to blend with some aromatic grapes, a little bit gold traminer, And it's the first year where we are able to introduce our new project. It's for 5 years that we have increased the production of hybrid disease-resistant grape, the PIWI, you know probably.
Right.
So in the 2022 vintage for all the wine, but also for the Capitelli, there is a small part of this PIWI grape that give us a very strong a sensation and very healthy wine, absolutely.
So if you have a scale, on a scale, right, if you had Vinsanto at one end and you have Sauternes, what does, is it more closer to Sauternes or Vinsanto?
Sauternes, without doubt.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
So Lisa, I understand you also have an enoteca, mm-hmm. right? You have like a bistro, enoteca.
In Suave.
So your experience with, of course, the food and wine pairing, right? What do you recommend at your restaurant?
Capitelli.
Yes.
Best TV. I recommend everybody to try with cheese.
Ah, cheese.
And in particular with blue cheese that we serve in the Enoteca. For me, is the perfect pairing with Capitelli.
So very much like the Sauternes.
Sí, absolutely. Yeah. Especially... we have a cheese, blue cheese produced from La Casara. I don't mm-hmm. know if you know the Caseificio. It's not so strong. It's not like Roquefort. It's like a Gorgonzola, very, very soft and is mm-hmm. perfect. But of course, I love cheese. So for me, it's no doubt if I have to choose between dessert or cheese. But for example, in this period of the year, match very well with panettone. Or better for me with Pandoro, that is typical of
Pandoro, for those who of you are less aware, is without, you know, fruits and nuts inside.
It's easier.
It's just plain
cake, exactly. And we serve with Zabaione cream, that is very good. Very good.
It's I've been having panettone all this week with Zabaione with cream. Yesterday I was in Locanda, Pelbellini in Milan. Of course, he has his specialty. So I'm just getting fat.
Panettone is good match. But we are in Verona, so I suggest to try also with Pandoro.
Okay, absolutely. You're the first one who had recommended Pandoro.
Maintain the tradition.
So listen, Lisa, what are you doing for the holidays? What is your typical holiday program? Have you got kids? Are you married?
No. I have no kids and no married.
You're married to your... John.
No, I have two nieces by my brother, so I'm a really happy aunt. But generally, with the family and with the restaurant, I stay in Suave for Christmas, but not this year because I spend the 24 and 25 with my family and with friends. And on 26, I go to New York City for some holiday.
Okay, you're going to my home, basically.
Exactly.
So what is the name of the Enoteca?
It's the same name of our red wine. It's Realda.
Realda. Yeah. So for the first time, if I've never been, if I come to the Enoteca, the bistro, what is your typical signature dish you would recommend that if I try one dish, what do I have to try?
So we change the menu 4 times a year, more or less, seasonal mm-hmm. menu. But one or two dishes that we have for all the year is the Parmigiana di Melanzane. Eggplant parmigiana. That is the recipe of grandmother of the chef, so really good. We have the bacalà alla vicentina with polenta. You can find our beef tartare that is always present in the menu and is really good. Bigoli pasta with carbonara, matriciana. So we try to...
Some of our listeners are getting hungry.
Okay, stop.
Well, listen, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us
today.
And it's a wrap. And happy holidays to your dad and your family and your brother, whom I don't think I've ever met. And you never know, one day I might just pop by and to see the winery and the Enoteca.
Ecco, please, in 2024, I wait for you.
Okay, 2024, okay. Yes. I've only been working in wine for like 12, 13 years, so there's still time.
Va bene, Stevie. Okay. Grazie.
Buone feste.
Un bacio. Grazie. Ciao, ciao. Ciao, 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 ciao.
Thank you for joining us on another installment of On the Road Edition, hosted by Stevie Kim. Join her again next week for more interesting content in the Italian wine scene. You can also find us at ItalianWinePodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. You can also check out our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp, to watch these interviews and the footage captured of each location. Cin cin!